I am going to chant verse number 6 of chapter 46 of Ganesha Purana, and this verse in a way is the beginning of the Ganesha Sahasranama. Om Ganeshwaro Ganakrido Gananatho Ganadhipah Ekadamstro Vakratundo Gajavaktro Mahodarah. Om. There are in all 8 namans in this verse, and the first naman is Ganeshwarah. On that, Bhaskara Rai comments. He says, Vyadadi prapanchasya samuho gana ujjate tadatmaka tadishascha tena devo Ganeshwarah. All the elements like space, wind, water, fire, earth, they are collectively known as Gana. As Ganesha is one with them and is also their Lord, so he is called Ganeshwarah. Then comes Ganakridah and Gananathah. So let us have his commentary on Ganakridah. Sakshat Shishyah Ganeshasya Ganakridha Bhidho Guru. Sakshat Shishyah Ganeshasya Ganakrida Bhidho Guru. Tachishyo Vikatastasya Shishyo Vai Vignanayakah. Ityadayo Pyabhedena Ganesha Eva Deshikah. Mantrarambhe Guru Smritya Vashyakatvena Kirtitah. Vyadadi Ganasyamtah Pravishya Kridanenava Ganakrida Iti Proktah Tat Srishtva Ityadihi Shrutih. First of all, the learned commentator informs us that there is a Guru Parampara behind this 1000 names collection of Sri Ganesha. And the first disciple, the first guru of this parampara is Ganesha himself. And the first guru of this Sahasranama is Ganesha himself. And the first disciple of Ganesha is Ganakrida. And disciple of Ganakrida is Vikata. And his disciple is Vignanayakah. So there are such several disciples of Ganesha, and it is in the process of just in accordance with the process of transmission from one guru to another that this Ganesha Sahasranama has come to us. So in the very beginning, some of those shishyas, some of those disciples of Ganesha are being enumerated just by way of instruction, or the author wants us to know that this is the Guru Parampara of this Ganesha Sahasranama. And as far as the meaning of the term Ganakrida is, it is Ganesha pleased with these elements, these five elements, Vyadadi, Ganasyanta, Pravishya, he enters into it and he plays with it. And the Vedanta also tells us, Lokavattu Leela Kaivalyam. So, that is why he utilizes all these elements for his play. So he is named as Ganakrida. And this is what the Shrutis also indicate. Then the next comes Gananathaha. And on this term, Gananatha, our learned commentator tells us, Gananang gunasankhyanam atha shabdattu mangalam krite tayur bahuvrihau gananatha iti smritah. So, gananam, he splits the word into two parts. One is gananam and the other is atha. So, gananam means counting and atha means mangalam, auspiciousness. The one, the counting of whose qualities brings about auspiciousness, that is gananathaha, gananam and atha. They have been brought together in the Bahuvrihi compound. So that is how this word Gananatha means Ganesha, the qualities of whom brings about all auspiciousness. The fourth name is Ganadhipaha, and on that the learned commentator says, Aditya Vishwavasvadya Rudranta Ganadevataha Tadadhipatya Shalitvan Mama Devo Ganadhipaha. So, there are some Ganadevatas beginning with Aditya, Vishwavasu, etc., etc., and the Rudras also come there, and Ganesha is the lord of all of them. So he is named Ganadhipaha. And then comes Ekadamstraha. Eka Mukhya Kevalava Damstra Yasya Ganeshituhu Bhumyuddhare Jagannashe Vaikadamstra Sakirtyate. So he is named Ekadamstraha because when the world was destroyed, after that, when it came to the rescue of the earth, so it was Sri Ganesha who lifted the earth with this just one tusk. And one and only one tusk was there of Ganesha, which could rescue the earth from its being submerged into the ocean. So that is why he is called Ekadamstraha. And then comes Vakratundaha. Shunda Dandasya Vakratvad Vakratunda Itiryate Sriyang Tanoti Ramyanang Vikaropiti Lokavak. So, his name is Vakratunda, that is, with crooked trunk, because his Sunda Danda is always bending. On account of that, he is called Vakratunda. Tunda is trunk, and Vakra is not straight, that is Vakra. So because his trunk is always bending, in a bending shape, so he is called Vakratundaha. So it should not be understood that this bending trunk is a defect. because even such defects, as a matter of fact, bring about the beauty of the beautiful. Sriyang tanoti ramyanam vikaropi iti lokavak. That's what people also say, that this so-called ugliness, this so-called defect also is responsible for bringing about beauty in the most beautiful objects of the universe. And then he is Gajavaktra. Gajasyeva mukhaṁ yasya gajavaktrasya ucyate. Because his face is like that of an elephant, so he is named Gajavaktra. And then he is named Mahodaraha. Anantakoti brahmanda purna kukshir Mahodaraha. So he is called Mahodara with a most voluminous stomach, because it is within his body that the billions and billions of the universes are having a place. So that is why he is called Mahodaraha, with voluminous stomach, voluminous abdomen. So this ends Bhaskar Raya's commentary on verse 6.